humming a snippet of the last song they'd danced to at dinner. He twirled her in a slow circle, then drew her into his arms, her back to his chest. He pulled his tie past her cheek, smooth fingers stroking her skin as they slid by, and his teeth tugged at her earlobe. He gathered the thin blonde hair off the nape of her neck with a single finger, brushed his lips against her exposed skin, then paused to drink in the woodsy notes of her perfume, mingling with the floral scent of her hair. He pulled her closer.
"Ouch, darling, that's too tight."
She gave a throaty laugh. He made no move to loosen the grip. With a pickpocket's light touch, he wound the tie, now draped around her neck through the fingers of his free hand. Then he twisted with one fierce, swift pull. She tried to call out, but only managed a hoarse hiss. His wrist wrenched the joined ends a second time with a practiced swivel. Then a third, driving the fabric deep into her flesh. Her body tensed and jerked, seeking any escape. A sublime sense of power surged through him. He pulled his attention from her struggle to the side of her face. He memorized her expression, the panic in her brown eyes. Let the faint sound of her stifled grunts imprint their melody on his brain. Then he shifted to the delicious tension in her muscles and waited for it to drain away. His signal that her oxygen had run out, and her world had dimmed.